William Morrow and Harper Audio present Mother-Daughter Murder Night, a novel by Nina Simon, performed by Jane Oppenheimer. To my mother, who reviewed every page of this book except this one, which allows her to stay humble while I tell you the truth, she is simply the best. Prologue. Beth knew she couldn't leave for work until she dealt with the dead body on the beach. She gathered her breath and the supplies she'd need: jacket, boots, rubber gloves from under the sink. She stepped outside, grabbed the shovel leaning up against her makeshift potting table, then looked down to the slough below. The salt marsh was choked in early morning fog, and she could barely see anything. But Beth wasn't worried. She'd spent 15 years picking her way down the steep, scraggly hillside to the water, and the stink of death told her exactly where she needed to go. She clambered down to the bank by feel and smell, letting the cool October mist wrap itself around her and tug her toward the dead body. Most carcasses that washed up were swept back into the water or eaten quickly by scavengers, but this harbor seal had been here almost a week. It was a big one, speckled brown with a ragged hole in its side and pale patches where strips of skin were peeling away. Turkey vultures had pecked out its eyes and pulled a wet, maggoty trail of innards onto the beach. Beth grimaced. As a geriatric nurse, she'd seen her share of death, had seen it respected, welcomed even. Evisceration was another matter. She moved away from the seal and found a quiet spot by the underbrush. She began to dig. Beth was still digging when Jack paddled up, her pink board carving a bright path through the fog. Her daughter was a cloud of dark hair and brown skin, her compact body swallowed in her red life jacket. "Mom?" Such a small word, but it never failed to warm her. "I decided to bury it." Jack wrinkled her nose at the smell. "Need help?" "I don't think we have a tarp." Beth straightened up. She was taller than her daughter and paler, her freckled arms strong from helping thousands of patients in and out of hospital beds. "But in the Prima box in the garage, there might be a tablecloth. Grab a trash bag, too." Jack nodded, then whipped her paddleboard on top of her head and carried it up the hillside. 10 minutes later, she bounded back down to the narrow beach, holding a shimmery white bundle in her arms. "You sure you want to use this? It says it's from Italy." The fabric was thick and buttery, with an intricate pattern of silver vines snaking across it. Beth snorted. "When exactly are we going to use a damask tablecloth?" "I mean, Prima gave it to us." "Exactly." Beth's mother, Lana, or Prima to Jack, had never visited them in Elkhorn Slough. But every year for Hanukkah, she shipped them ostentatious presents that belied her total lack of understanding of, or interest in, their lives. "Help me spread it out." They unfurled the pristine tablecloth over the weeds and sand. Beth put on the rubber gloves and closed her eyes for a moment. Then, with sure, steady movements, she rolled the dead seal onto the fabric, folded it in, and dragged it to the hole she'd dug. Jack stood there, hopping from foot to foot, while her mother buried the seal deep under the sand and brush, then shoved the now putrid tablecloth into the trash bag. "So, first Wednesday in October," Jack said. Beth held her breath. The day was coming when Jack wouldn't want to go out with her mother for a foot long at the hot diggity and a movie at the bootleg drive-in a farmer in Salinas set up behind his barn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?